Welcome to another edition of Lying on the Beach. I'm Steve Greenberg with
Lois Whitman.
And today we thought we'd talk about something that I get asked about all the time, which is the Consumer Electronics Show, CES, every year in January. All friends and family keep saying to me, oh, I want to go. I'm going to go next year. What's it like? What do you see? It's a huge media event. It's a spectacular thing. I've been going for, 17, 18, 19 years now. I haven't even kept track. Lois, you've been going for how long?
Ever since it started. I forgot the year it started. 68, 69, 70. I don't remember. I've been working for 50 years, since 1966. And I was a trade reporter, and I was one of the first. I was at the first show, and I went to every single show, and I continue to be, I think, the only person that has gone to every show actually working. There are other people that have told me that they've been to the show, every show, but I think they're just coming as dignitaries, which is fine, which is great.
Right.
I applaud them. It's really a spectacular show. It's like going to a Broadway show planted in a city that goes on for miles and miles and miles and miles.
It truly is a I look at it as a almost an Olympic event, in that you have to pace yourself, you have to have a game plan. You know, I have my appointments lined up. I try to organize them so in a way so I can actually, you know, you're talking about something that's several football fields large. It's, you know, miles and miles of aisles. It goes on forever. You never know what fascinating thing you can see, because you can see something amazing in one booth, and two booths later, something else amazing, or you can walk through 50 booths and not see anything amazing. It's all very random, and you see products that just are being startups, being launched, and then all of a sudden, you know, a couple of years later, you come back, and they're in the big main hall, because now they're a huge, big moneymaker. Other products disappear. It's an incredible event, and especially when you've seen it over the number of years that I've seen it, you've seen it, you get to see the progression. You see bad years when the economy's down, it's down. Good years, the place is buzzing and hopping. It's really got its pulse on the economy and the ingenuity of America all in one place. It's a fascinating place to visit.
Yes, and it's very hard to navigate because it is so big. It's like visiting New York City, you know, going anywhere from downtown financial district all the way up to Harlem, from the Hudson River to the East River. I mean, there's things going on every block, if you want to scale it to Manhattan, events, conferences, exhibitions, you know, introductions, announcements. So, I mean, you have to really, you know what you want to see and stick to it. It's just a world of innovation. So anyone that loves to see new products, new ideas, new concepts, new services should go to that show. You know, you register, you go on the CTA, that's the Consumer Technology Association website, you get your badge and you go. But again, you know, you need to know, you know, you need to look at the directory of what's being shown, because it's not just all in one convention center. It's all around Vegas in different hotels and other different venues. And it's even in open fields where they're doing demonstrations of drones or self-driving cars.
Self-driving cars. I did that 2 years ago. And, you know, you had to take a bus to another location to do all that. But it's amazing how it's spread out all over the place, from parking lots to a lot of different casinos. There's obviously the main part is in the huge Las Vegas Convention Center. But and honestly, if anyone who's planning to go for the first time, I'd actually suggest they reach out to me or reach out to you, because you really need to get an overview of, you know, what to hit. If you're looking for startups, you need to head here. If you're looking for, you want to see Samsung and the big boys, you want to head here. They're all different locations. And then the other thing that I always think is amazing that people can't appreciate is that I'm working the event, if you're doing a satellite media tour, those things are happening like on the overnight. In the morning, the show opens up. In the evening, there are press events. You can pretty much work and be doing stuff almost 24 hours a day if your body would let you do it. It's just a nonstop, marathon of consumer electronics.
So it's interesting because Steve and I know each other like 20 plus years, and so we've kind of like teamed up, pals going to, a trip. So we sometimes see each other in the morning, or we sometimes see each other at night. But during the day, we have two different, very different missions. I'm there as a publicist, so I have clients, or I'm looking for new business. And Steve is, from the Today Show and all the different TV shows around the country, all the morning shows where he shows innovation. So he's going around to booth, and people are grabbing him in because they know him from Dr. Oz, the Today Show, all the different affiliate TV shows around the country. So while Steve is getting pulled in, I'm getting pushed out because people want to sell product or get PR there on TV. They don't necessarily want, to see a publicist. So we really see two very different sides of a show. And God bless Steve. He could walk 30,000 steps because we both have pedometers a day. And I'm like, happy if I do 10. So, he keeps going, going, going. He can't, there's just like boundless energy. And I'm like dragging because I have to stand at certain booths. And it's really very, it's hard on the feet to stand and not keep walking and seeing and doing. And when people love you, it's easier to do the show than when people see me like, oh, what does she want again? So.
And you weren't exaggerating. I mean, I've looked at my Fitbit or different pedometers I've used over the years, and I've 26,000 is like kind of my average day, and I've had days where I've broken 30,000. So it's a lot of steps. It's just
And it's
nonstop. And like
hard
I said,
floors.
it's
Yes, it's hard
hard
floor. Yeah.
floors. Oh, it's everybody's like, oh, we're so jealous you're going again. Oh, it's so exciting. And I love going. I'm not gonna say I don't love going, but don't think it's a cakewalk, that it's just this like fun event, like you're hanging out at the pool. It is, the moment the alarm goes off, it's like you're off, and you don't stop until you can no longer stand and you have to fall over. It's that kind of thing. I kind of both look forward to it and dread it every year, and it seems to keep coming up faster and faster and
Yes,
faster. I mean,
it
I think
does.
January keeps rolling around like, oh, we just finished one. Here it is again.
One thing
Crazy.
that I wanted to mention, which I hope our listeners focus on, is that in this started like a number of years ago, and the CES, now CTA, has really focused on innovation. Where prior years it was always about the big boys, all the big brands, the Sony, the Panasonics, the Toshibas, the Pioneers, the Kenwoods, they had the big banners. But CTA saw the future, and it's all about entrepreneurs. Well, not all, but the focus is entrepreneurs and startups. And they put everyone that wants to be in the Sands Expo that is attached to the Venetian. And if anybody absolutely wants to go and blow their mind about new gadgets and new concepts and new services that are coming down the pike, you walk that convention center. I mean, that alone, you could do that. It could take you 4 days to just to do that show.
Yeah, you can't. First of all, it's not possible to cover the whole show. There's just not enough time. There's not enough hours in the day. It's not possible. The area you're talking about, part of it is called Eureka Park, which is kind of a great, good name for it, Eureka. And because of crowdfunding, the Kickstarters and the Indiegogos, you see so many more companies there. It used to be this little tiny area. Now it's exploded and takes over the entire Sands Convention Center. And that's kind of where I like to find stuff, because that's where you're going to find a mom-and-pop inventor, a small company. You're going to find the stuff that really works and great on a Today Show segment or on any of the other segments I do. So I do a lot of effort there. But you have to go into the main hall, because that's where, the big shows are, the big booths, the dancing, the music, all that stuff is happening in the main hall, which is great. And plus, if you're lucky, along the way, you bump into a couple of celebrities that are going there. I've seen a few over the years. So that's kind of also part of
Well, I have
the
to say
mix.
that I was in the Astell and Kern suite in the Venetian, and Kanye West came in to check out
I heard
Astell and
that.
Kern and JH Audio. And it's so funny because everyone is so serious about doing business that I was the only one that spotted him. And I'm like, look, 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 look. And nobody wants to pay attention to me. And I'm like, look, 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 look. And it was I mean, but that has happened so many times. I've seen Rod Stewart, and I've seen, you know, I just can't even think of half the, you know, Cher. And, I mean, there's just been so many people that have shown up at that show. And they're serious, you know, people, artists that are looking for products that, you know, help their performance. They're there not just for the celebrity, you know, debut. They're there because they want to see innovation themselves. When Kanye West came in, I mean, he's interested in what's going to make his concerts sound better. So, you know, Steven Tyler was another one I saw. I mean,
yeah,
he was serious.
Him too.
He was walking around, you know, Drake, the rappers, you know, everybody that's, you know, serious about recording and making it sound just like the studio sound. They're all going there as serious customers or, you know, or orchestra leaders of their own brand, making sure everybody that works for them knows about the greatest innovation.
2 years ago or 3 years ago, I was at someone's booth. I don't remember which one. They had some mini projector. I'm asking someone about it. I'm getting some information. I feel there's someone over my shoulder, looking over my shoulder, kind of listening to the explanation, which is very normal. And as I turn around and look, it was David Copperfield. I mean, he was no entourage, by himself. He was just there finding out the same information I was. I was asking the questions. He was listening to the answers. And he was, you know, literally leaning over my shoulder. So you just never know who you're going to see there. It's a great event. I mean, and I feel privileged that I get to go every year. But I also, as I said earlier, I kind of dread it, too. It's kind of a mixed emotion.
So the hotel situation, Steve and I have stayed at the worst dumps to absolutely being privileged to stay in, like, the headquarters of the Venetian, thanks to Astell and Kern or whoever else gives us our rooms. But we've stayed at the Hilton that was connected to the convention center, and we basically had no water in our bathrooms. Our guest rooms smelled like smoke. Homeless was in the lobby. But we were really troopers. You know, we were the only two people that we could recognize that had any kind of a mission at CES, you know, in that coffee shop with all the old timers, people that were half dead, you know, dribbling.
That hotel needs to be knocked down. But the nice part about it is the location is so close to the convention center, you can walk everywhere. So that's the good side of it. The bad side of it is that it needs, you know, a big infusion of money to renovate the rooms, renovate the lobby, or knock it down and start all over again. I don't really know, but that's. No, I don't give that a high recommendation. But we've stayed in some great hotels last year with Astell and Kern. They were very nice too. Well, we still paid for our rooms, but they weren't given to us. But we were able to get into their block, and that was really convenient being in the Venetian. It's amazing because I always, as I'm leaving, going to the airport, I'm always kind of disappointed because I didn't get to see everything. You know, you never get to see everything. I can miss an entire hall because there's just not enough time.
Can you imagine if you were Gary Shapiro? How does he cover that show? He is the CEO of CTA. How does he do that show? Do you think they have him on a little scooter going around visiting everyone?
Even if you scooted through the whole show, you still wouldn't see it. You would pass by it, but to see it, you have to stop and take it in. And there's just not enough time. There's too many booths, too many aisles. It's just not possible to see it all. I imagine he just does the same thing we do. You do the best you can, and that's it. But
I mean, there are people that we know, that we don't see because it's. I mean, it's like saying I'm in the island of Manhattan, and so are you. So we're going to see each other. It just doesn't happen.
Oh, you know? I can't tell you how often I can't meet up with someone. Plus, the other reality is that your cell phone, text messaging, email, all don't work great because there's so many people. You've got all of these geeks, myself included, who are all accessing their smartphones. We're all trying to ping the same tower. And I get text messages, you know, it could be 4 hours after it was sent. Emails can't go through. Phone calls, forget about it. It's just too many people with too many smartphones in too small an area. So that's
I have a little commercial. I am working on with an innovator called Higher Technology that is going to absolutely be the solution for that. But we will be announcing that either at CES or after CES. But that's one of the reasons why that's going on. The other thing I really wanted to mention is that, you know, the press, I mean, being a member of the Prestige, I mean, how many invitations do you get for parties and press conferences at
there
that
must
show?
Be 40, I'm not even exaggerating. There must be 40 party press events at minimum during those couple of days. And I mean, I don't have time to go to any of them. I go to the press events. I usually go to Showstoppers. I go to Pepcom. I go to CES Unveiled. You know, those are big events where you're going to have 100+ vendors there, so you can see it's sort of like almost like cliff notes for the show. You get to see a quick sampling of some mid-range products, which are really perfect for what I need, and so I don't miss those events. But as far as the parties go, I don't have time because I have to get some sleep in there. So it's just too much.
And you, of course, never invite me to anything, so I can't get into anything. So I'm kind of like, you know,
went to see Elton John last
year? That's true.
Who
left me in the back and had to go right to the stage to take pictures, and then these two drunks came over and did Ring Around the Rosie around me, and I was like swaying from place to place.
Well, that's, you know, I had to get good pictures. I mean, I had to post it on Facebook, so that goes without saying. Yeah, no, that was great. And then the year before that, we saw Kiss. So that
yes, we
bad.
Did see Kiss, yes.
Yeah,
I'm sure
so,
if you had to, well, anyway, who are we going to see this year?
I have no idea. Those are all because of Harmon, and I did some work for them
make
sure
you,
last year.
Make
so
sure
I
you get friendly with them
year,
again. Make
yeah,
sure you get friendly with them.
In.
Oh, another little commercial is that I am going to be diligently working at putting together a reunion of people that have been attending the Consumer Electronics Show. No one is close to my attendance, but certainly anyone that's been there for a long time, that's kind of like, we call them legends, but you know, it's legends in our own mind. But you know, anyone, I'm going to be having a party one night, location to be determined. I know about it, but I'm not at liberty to say yet. And it'll be, you know, a wine and beer party where people can come by and see each other, people that haven't seen each other for a long time. And we don't mind newbies also, because, you know, we're trying to make a big deal out of the old timers. So we like the newbies so that they know the old timers, so that the old timers don't get, you know, thrown away. You know, all the people, the pioneers of the consumer electronics industry that built this industry, you know, their names should be remembered. Of course, there's the wonderful Hall of Fame where my good friend
mm-hmm.
Steve Smith is going
yeah.
to be inducted this year. But there's thousands and hundreds of thousands of people that really helped build this industry. And, you know, we can't remember all of them, but if anybody mentions their name, they get put on a list, and we'd like people to come together and reminisce about all the great people that came ahead of us. So look for that on social media, because I'm going to be posting that all over the place. And this is not about me. All I want to do is just get people together. I'm a networker. I don't need to be promoted. It becomes the people's platform. I am just a facilitator. So,
and anyhow, you're too young. You're still part of tomorrow's legends,
yes,
not a legend.
Yes, yes, yes. That's another topic.
Okay. Well, I think on that note, we should tell everybody, if they want more information on it, they can go to the CTA website. If they just Google CES 2017, they can see all the details about registering. And there's one set of registrations for the public, another for industry insiders and journalists, but that's all explained on their website. And I think on that note, I think we should sign off. Do you agree?
Yes, we've been lying on the beach.
I'm Steve Greenberg with
Lois Whitman.
And have a great day. We've been lying on the beach. We'll repeat it again.
Bye.
Bye.